Thank you so much. And the main reason we come here is just to have some satsang, some darshan, that we can express some question, and we can some insights from the persons living here.
I'm happy to hear that Sankirtan is going on.
Ich freue mich, dass der Heilige Name in meinem Leben
irgendwo. But I hate chords on the harmonium.
Ich hasse Akkorde im Harmonium. Why?
It's just too Western.
It's too westlich.
It sounds like, you know, the churchianity that I came from.
Das ist das Kirchliche, was da herauskomme. But it has nothing to do with moods.
I like Prabhupada's style of harmonium playing.
Ich liebe, wie Prabhupada so einfach harmonium spielt.
Learn how to play like Prabhupada played. That'll be good for you.
Das ist gut für dich, ja. It has something to do with the mood.
Huh?
It has something to do with the mood.
It changes the atmosphere, for sure. Because it makes it the way Prabhupada plays is a more oriented. You know, programming.
Es gibt eine andere Atmosphäre.
Whereas, you know, the chord program is definitely having its Western influence.
Okay.
Actually, the West has nothing to offer, you know, in modern or India.
Westen hat da nicht so viel dazu zu offerieren, aber nicht von den Stimmungen her, wie man da eindringen kann.
We should remember that although we're modern day, trying to be modern day Vaishnavas.
Wir versuchen natürlich moderne Vaishnavas zu sein.
But we should remember that there's much to be gained from the old culture of India.
Es ist auch viel daran zu bringen von der alten Kultur in Indien.
The Vedic culture. So we can advance our guna, so to speak, guna means quality, mode of existence.
Man kann die ganze Art, die Qualität unserer Existenz, kann man so langsam erheben.
By embracing the various aspects of Vedic culture.
Durch das Umarmen von verschiedenen Aspekten vedischer Kultur.
Help us to gain the vigyan, which is necessary to practically appreciate what Krishna is all about.
Und das gibt dann langsam Eintritt in die Welt, eine Verwirklichung zu verstehen, um was es überhaupt geht mit dem Krishna.
So anyway, I was just thinking. I was just saying.
You're free.
I was just thinking that probably the best thing is that if you want, you can ask any questions according to what is running through your blood, so to speak.
Beste ist vielleicht, dass ihr Fragen stellt, was gerade durch euer Blut hindurch trinkt.
What is boiling your blood?
Was gerade da kocht im Blut.
You know, so that and I can at least get a feel for what level of kata you require.
Und ich kann dann herausfühlen, was für eine Ebene von kata ich sprechen soll.
You know, so that I don't, you know, unnecessarily agitate, or maybe the agitation is not required at this point.
Dass ich nicht unnötig jemanden störe.
Although my tendency is to
agitate. Yes, actually, I invited you for that. My tendency is to be an aufzurühren. We invited you for that.
because actually, in certain respects, there's great need to agitate.
Es ist eine große Bedürfnis aufzuwühlen.
Because the agitation helps the helps get the thing going.
Oder weil
helps wake the thing up.
Oder weil es braucht Aufwühlung für Aufweckung.
So, is there some question?
Ist etwas da, was du fragen möchtest?
So, how did you meet Prabhupada then? What made you stay in Vrindavan?
How did I meet Prabhupada?
And what made you stay?
My first contact with Prabhupada was through his books.
Ich habe Prabhupada durch seine Bücher getroffen.
And, you know, in certain respects, you can say through his expanded energies in the forms of various devotees. Prabhupada's influence was such that, at least at that time, devotees were going out on the streets.
Zu der Zeit sind Devotees auf die Straße gegangen.
Performing Sankirtan Yajna
on
a regular daily basis.
Jeden Tag.
So it was not so difficult to run into the devotees.
Es war relativ leicht, Devotees zu treffen. Die waren überall auf der Straße.
The Hare Krishnas were everywhere.
Überall waren Hare Krishnas.
You remember? You know, but the Hare Krishnas were everywhere. No matter where you went in the world, you ran into the Hare Krishnas.
Überall, wenn ich auf der Welt hinging, habe ich irgendwann Hare Krishna reingekommen.
It's because during those days we were very visible.
Zu der Zeit waren wir wirklich sichtbar.
Whereas I don't know exactly what it's like now because I've been in Vrindavan for 20 years.
Ich habe Vrindavan nicht mehr verlassen seit 20 Jahren.
What is like out there now?
Was dort außen passiert?
At least I remember after Prabhupada left.
Since Prabhupada ging.
He left in 77 and I came to Vrindavan in 86 to stay.
Also 1986 bin ich nach Vrindavan gekommen, um zu bleiben.
I remember that during those years that I was in the West, everything kind of went undercover.
Also in der Zeit, wo ich im Westen war, war alles ein bisschen inkognito gegangen plötzlich.
The devotees were kind of having this Hare Krishna phobia. Prabhupada called it Hare Krishna phobia.
Die Devotees hatten eine Hare Krishna Phobie.
You know what phobia means?
Yes. Einfach eine Abneigung.
When they walk out on the street, you know, they're somehow or other embarrassed to stand, you know, for the movement of Krishna consciousness.
So sie haben alles immer gerade versteckt, wenn man auf die Straße ging.
Lord Chaitanya's mission. And they would wear karmi clothes, take off their tilak, you know, and in their endeavors to collect the money which is required to meet the overheads in the temples. Many times they would resort to nefarious tactics, which would actually embarrass the Prabhupada.
Geld sammeln Techniken im Heimlichen, und das hat selbst Prabhupada und seine
If the public came to know that it was the Hare Krishnas who were doing the things that they were doing.
Speziell auch, wenn die Öffentlichkeit merkt, dass es Hare Krishnas waren, die das heimlich tun.
So instead of Yari Dekhi Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh,
anstatt einfach jeder treffen und den man trifft, umarmen und ihm über Krishna etwas erzählen.
The devotees, you know, wouldn't even utter the holy name.
To
in any way remind them of Krishna.
On the plea
of doing good as per the principle of Ajata Sukriti.
Oder mit der Ausrede, einfach langsam etwas Gutes zu tun. Auf der Ebene Unbewusstens für den Fortschritt.
So I'm hoping that at least in little you can say pockets here and there around the world, I'm hoping that devotees are waking up to the necessity of standing up for Lord Chaitanya, you know, and
ich freue mich auf den Punkt, wenn Devotees wieder aufstehen für Lord Chaitanya und etwas wieder ein bisschen auch sichtbar machen
to the public,
auch in der Öffentlichkeit,
you know, so that real benefit can be done. So I met the devotees, and on the streets when they were doing Harinam Sankirtan. And I got books that I didn't read.
Ich habe Bücher bekommen, die ich nie gelesen habe.
I didn't read it at in the beginning.
Am Anfang.
I remember I got this Beyond Birth and Death with the skull, you know, and the
lotus
flower growing
Tod,
out of the eye, and that was like outrageous, you know.
Lotus Blume, es hat ein bisschen komisch,
but it was a very, it was actually a very good picture.
Aber es war ein gutes Bild.
I really appreciated that picture. It meant a lot.
Es hat mir viel bedeutet, eine blühende Blume hinter einem Schädel.
Even though it wasn't directly Krishna conscious.
Es war nicht mal direkt Krishna bewusst.
But it expressed something which I needed to, and I appreciated.
Ich habe das daraus mitgenommen.
But it was too heavy for me. I read the first paragraph, you know, where it says that the first step in self-realization is to understand that you're not this body.
Das war mir ein bisschen zu heavy. Im ersten Abschnitt stand schon der erste Schritt in Selbstwirklichung bedeutet nicht der Körper zu sein.
And I think it says something like, you know, that this is easier said than done, something like that.
Und das ist einfacher gesagt als getan.
You know, so then I said, you know, and just shelved the book for a year or two.
Ja, in 2 Jahre.
Yeah, didn't open the book again until much later.
Hab dann später es wieder aufgemacht.
And it wasn't until my so-called wife, as it were. Came home from work one day and tossed an Ishopanishad in my lap, telling me that hey, you know, hey, you're into spiritual things. Get a load of this.
Meine sogenannte Frau ist nach Hause gekommen und sie hat mir eine Ishopanishad auf den Bein geworfen. Hey, du bist doch spirituell so drauf. Nimm mal das.
And at that point, I began reading because I was a little more serious about my search for truth.
Dort war ich ein bisschen wacher für die Suche nach Wahrheit.
And I started reading Ishopanishad with the Ishopanishad in my right hand and the dictionary in my left hand, because Prabhupada's English to me was very high English. My English had been reduced to just the, you know, you can say slum English.
English was more slum English.
Street, you know.
Straßen English, and I have.
Four-letter words every other word. So that was, you know. So I needed to refer to a dictionary to understand carefully what Joe was trying to tell me. You know, little did my so-called wife know that was, she gave me the seed of the destruction of our relationship.
Sie hatte nicht genau gewusst, dass sie mir die Same gegeben hat für die Zerstörung unserer Beziehung.
And I remember only a week later, it took me a whole week to finish Ishopanishad.
Mir eine ganze Woche gemacht,
because I was really going through it very carefully.
Ganz sorgfältig bin ich durchgegangen.
Trying to absorb and understand the thing deeply.
Zu absorbieren und aufzunehmen tief.
I remember I was when I finished the book.
Weil ich das Buch geendet habe.
I was actually afraid of the author.
Habe ich Angst gehabt vom Autor.
because of course I. Dramatically realized that I had met my eternal spiritual master.
Auf dramatische Weise gemerkt, dass ich meinen ewigen Meister gefunden habe.
Because I met with defeat at every step, you know.
Ich habe seine Füße auf jedem
with every sentence, I was meeting with defeat.
Mit jedem Satz habe ich seine Füße
getroffen. And I realized
ich habe die Niederlage erlebt.
He had destroyed my material existence.
Mein materielle Existenz zerstört.
You know, I had no recourse but to go, you know, forward.
Ich hatte keine andere Chance, als weiterzugehen.
So, although I never knew what obeisances meant.
Ich wusste nicht, was Ehrerbietungen
da. I never saw the devotees bowing down and offering obeisances.
Ich habe nie die Devotees gesehen, die diese Ehrerbietungen da gebracht haben.
But I remember when finished reading the book.
Ich das Buch fertig gelesen habe.
I didn't read about the author.
habe ich das über den am Schluss der Bücher immer etwas über den Autor, das habe ich nicht gelesen.
Because I was afraid of him.
Weil ich so Angst hatte von
ihm. I didn't want to know about the author.
Wusste ich nicht, wollte ich nichts wissen über den Autor.
Because I knew that if I knew too much about him, I'd have to surrender.
Wenn ich zu viel mehr wüsste, so, dann müsste ich mich hingeben.
So, but in fact, I was already defeated.
Aber ich war schon widerlegt.
And I remember my head was on the floor.
Mein Kopf war am Boden. Ich war
and I was just crying and crying and crying.
Und ich habe nur geweint und geweint. You know,
because I knew that the jig was up.
You know? Ich wusste, das ist vorbei.
No more ball dancing in the material world.
Jetzt ist es nicht mehr einfach ein herumtanzen in der materiellen Welt. Das ist vorbei.
Back home, back to Rasa dancing.
Jetzt ist es langsam zurück zum die lange beschwerliche Reise zum Rasa-Tanz.
Yeah, so anyway, so and then only you know, on like a day or so after that I finished the book, I decided that I needed to join the Hare Krishna.
Einen Tag nachdem ich das Buch fertig gelesen habe, wusste ich, jetzt werde ich im Tempel, ich muss in Hare Krishna.
So, to make a longer story shorter, I just I wound up at the Hare Krishna temple.
Ich bin aufgetaucht dort.
And
which place?
It was at Q Street in Washington D.C. next to DuPont Circle, which was like one of the hippest areas of the town. A little uptown, but you know, it was kind of a bohemian section of town.
Schöne Gegend in der Stadt.
You know, then and I saw that of course, you know, I had the hair down to my knees and stuff. I was coming from the hippie generation. You know, big old beard and big old hair.
Lange Bart, lange Haare.
And there was one Mataji who was in the kitchen. I just kind of like invited myself into the kitchen. There was no deity worship in the temple. It was only Panchatattva at that time. But she was cooking
an
offering. And I remember because I had read, you know, about how, you know, we're not these bodies, we're spirit souls.
And this
Mataji was, she was taking some old prasadam and putting it outside, like the kitchen was on was like just below the street level, kind of like a semi-basement where there was a window. There was a window on the ground level, you know, kind of with a window well. So she was putting the old prasadam out and was saying there were some squirrels and birds that had come, you know, for the prasadam already. They were waiting there, you know.
And
she was putting the prasadam there, saying Hari Bol, spirit souls.
Hari Bol, spirit souls.
You know? And I said, wow. She's actually saying spirit souls.
Spirit souls.
You know? So that it like really impressed me, you know.
You know,
I didn't understand that she was actually just, you know, Hari Bol spirit souls on the basis of theoretical knowledge.
You wusste nicht, dass sie nur auf der Ebene von theoretischem Wissen spricht.
So then I asked her that if it was maybe if there was any possibility at all, you know. You know, could it be possible that maybe I could just come and stay with you guys, you know, for, you know, just to see, you know, whether you're actually living this philosophy. So she kind of blew me away by saying, sure, why not? I thought it was like a closed club or something. you know, and then it would be hard to get in. You know.
Das ist ganz schwer, da reinzukommen.
You know, when, and she said, you know, why don't you make a plan? Why not tomorrow?
Und ich habe gesagt, mach einen Plan, wieso nicht morgen?
And then I, it kind of like, that kind of shocked me, you know, that what, tomorrow? And I started thinking, how am I going to get rid of all my material attachments?
Wie werde ich meine alleinigen Anhaftungen los?
I have the wife, I have, you know, my pregnant cat. I had a little gray cat. It was, you know. I had, you know, my amplifiers, my guitars, my whole thing. So then I said, okay, all right, you know. So then I went back to my apartment.
Bin ich zurück zum Apartment.
And I started like a madman, just here. You know, here's a vintage 1956 blonde neck Stratocaster for you. Here's one for you. Here, take my amplifiers. I started just like giving everything away. I didn't understand that you know that you could engage things in Krishna's service. And nor did I want to be hassled with having to sell it and all this kind of stuff, you know, because I just wanted to get out of the material world.
Von der materiellen Welt.
You know, and join the Hare Krishna movement. So I started, like, and my friends were thinking that I was totally mad that I got mad. I remember my so-called wife. She was hanging on to my ankles. And crying and crying on my feet, telling me that please don't go back home. Back. This is her exact words. Please don't go back home. Back to Godhead yet. You know, if you say I'm not ready to go back home. Back to Godhead.
Ich bin noch nicht bereit.
I haven't finished enjoying you yet.
Ich habe noch nicht aufgehört, dich fertig zu genießen.
And when she said that, when she said, I haven't finished enjoying you yet,
ich habe noch nicht, you know, fertig
I felt like that I was a slab of meat.
Das habe ich mir so ein Fleischstück gefunden.
On a tiger's dinner table.
Auf dem Abendessentisch von einem Tiger.
And I realized that this was the personified form of the illusory energy trying to shackle me to the material.
Und ich habe gemerkt, das ist die personifizierte Form der materiellen Energie, mich hier festzuhalten.
In a very graphic way, you know, the way she said it.
Grafisch, das ist alles, was sie da gesagt hat.
So, you know, don't mind. These are.
So, bitte, seid nicht gestört darüber.
I'm hoping the ladies here aren't like that.
Ich hoffe, die Frauen hier sind nicht so.
But, so then I just folded my hands and said, well, if you're not going to come with me, then I have to go.
Dann habe ich einfach die Hände gefaltet und gesagt, wenn du nicht mit mir kommen kannst, muss ich gehen.
And I just walked out.
Ich bin einfach rausgelaufen.
You know, and also I didn't have children, so
ich hatte keine Kinder.
It was easy to do.
Es war einfach zu machen.
Krishna's arrangement. I consider it the mercy of Srimati Ananda Manjari.
Ich betrachte das alles als die Gnade von Ananda Manjari.
And she allowed me to join Srila Prabhupada.
Why Ananda Manjari?
That's another topic.
Why do you see now your service is practically just chanting? So maybe can you tell something? Why is chanting?
I only answered one aspect to his question, as far as I remember. What was the other?
What made you come to
Vrindavan? To Vrindavan,
was hat dich nach gebracht, nach Vrindavan zu kommen?
Well, I was aware that Vrindavan was Srila Prabhupada's home.
Ich wusste, dass Vrindavan ist das Zuhause von Prabhupada.
Because I heard that instruction from Srila Prabhupada.
Ich habe die Nächte der Hingabe von Prabhupada gelesen.
And you can say that just the way things were going in ISKCON at that time.
Wie die Sachen gelaufen sind in ISKCON zu der Zeit.
that it was it was around the time when a lot of the gurus were taking their dives off of their pompous pedestals.
Vor viele Gurus von ihren pompösen Stühlen langsam abgetaucht sind.
And I kept running into situations where I was to try to do any kind of preaching at all. I was having to butt my head, you know, with butting heads, so to speak, with the powers that be, the authorities in the temples and things like that.
Ich bin überall nur auf Autoritäten gestoßen, also es ging nicht zusammen.
I kept running up against what I felt to be a kind of small-mindedness.
Ich bin immer an eine Kleinstirnigkeit angerannt.
An inability for at least I can't overgeneralize, but
ich kann es nicht übergeneralisieren, aber
it may not be proper for me to do so. But at least
nicht richtig, zu tun.
In many in the circumstances which I experienced over the years in my endeavors to try to push on Harinam Sankirtan, which was being very much neglected.
Den Bemühungen, die ich empfunden habe, das zu machen, den Heiligen Namen weiter zu verbreiten.
Which is kind of like tying in his question into the thing, just to consolidate. I experienced that there was a general lack of faith.
Ich habe gemerkt, es war eine generelle Mangel auch an Vertrauen und in den Wortes.
In the holy name.
Auch speziell in den Heiligen Namen.
Yeah, or in the process of the Yuga Dharma, Harinam Sankirtan.
Prozess der Yuga Dharma, einfach da zu sitzen und den Heiligen Namen zu chanten.
Which the lack of faith seemed to cause, at least indirectly, a kind of resorting to material calculations for spreading Krishna consciousness in the matter of let's say taking shelter of various business ventures and whatnot.
Dieses Mangel am Heiligen Namen hat sich dann ausgedrückt so, dass man plötzlich mehr und mehr Zuflucht nimmt in verschiedenen äußeren Geschäftsanstrengungen.
Sankirtan had become the word Sankirtan had come to mean, at first it came to mean book distribution, and now
it's a little acceptable because
book distribution, Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur always lauded the book distribution as Brihat
Kirtan. Als eine Form von Kirtan gesehen, als eine größere Form von Kirtan, weil es den Heiligen Namen erklärt in den Büchern.
Because the greater Kirtan means that don't put your feet on the instrument, please. The greater Kirtan, you know, could go hand to hand, door to door, village to village, country to country. Like that. Although there is evidence that Srila Prabhupada also, at least, is that incense going to burn the wood?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah, it's 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
sorry.
No.
So
as evidence that Sankhya Prabhupada says?
Yeah, the Prabhupada made a distinction between Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna, and book distribution.
Prabhupada hat immer noch Sankirtan eigentlich gemeint, das gemeinsame Chanten, hat das auch unterschieden vom Buchverteilen.
Anyway, it seemed that there was a lack of ability to perceive the subtle spiritual substance of the utility of Sankirtan, because it wasn't something which was practically tangible like money.
Weil das war dann plötzlich, es hat einen Mangel gegeben an dieser feinen Dringlichkeit, den heiligen Namen zu chanten, weil das drückt sich nicht so greifbar aus in Form von Geld.
And it seemed like the managers being more pragmatic in their approach to Krishna consciousness.
Die Manager sind dann plötzlich mehr praktisch in ihrer Hinzuwendung zum Krishna.
And perhaps less idealistic.
Und vielleicht weniger idealistisch.
Weren't able to actually understand how to implement the ideal.
Und sie wussten, viele wussten dann nicht, wie man plötzlich ein Ideal wieder anwendet.
In such a way is to realize the connection that the ideal has with the practical result.
Die Verbindung wieder zu sehen, dass das Ideal hat für ein praktisches Resultat. Das heißt, wenn man das Ideal lebt, wird auch praktisch etwas passieren.
So therefore, Sankirtan came to mean let's say painting Sankirtan. Carved candles Sankirtan.
Geschnitzte Kerzen.
Sticker Sankirtan.
Oder plötzlich Abziehbildle.
Karmi, you know, called Karmi record Sankirtan.
Materielle Musik.
Called means those records which were taken off the shelf because they wouldn't sell, and they would keep them in the warehouse and sell them for 10 cents each.
Die Kalten, die einfach unverkäuflich waren irgendwie.
And then, you know, our managers had us out distributing sex, drug and rock and roll albums, you know.
Sex, Drogen und Rock and Roll Album haben unser Manager gesagt, wir sollen wir verkaufen gehen.
You know, das which war was not exactly transcendental sound.
Das war nicht genau transcendental country.
You know, I don't know what kind of revolution of consciousness it produced.
Ich weiß nicht, was für eine Revolution das im Bewusstsein erzeugen wird.
You know, just because they gave the money for the album to
nur
some kind
Leute
of a semblance of a
Geld
devotee.
Gehabt, also jemand, der so ausgesehen hat, ungefähr wie ein Devotee.
So that we could put food on the table and give peace a chance.
Nur, dass wir ein bisschen Essen auf den Teller haben und dem Frieden eine Möglichkeit geben können.
Yeah. So Sankirtan came to mean anything and everything but, you know, the congregational chanting. And probably you'll find it even, you know, these days, that the congregational chanting, you know, the idea of going out on Nagar Sankirtan and going out, on, you know, into the Nagar or the village, you know,
Nagaradi
Gram in the village, towns and villages,
in Städten und Dörfern hingeht und singt miteinander,
wandering around from street to street, loudly chanting the holy name.
In den Straßen laut singt.
So that came to be labeled as Harinam. We're going out on a Harinam.
Jetzt gehen wir einfach draußen nach Harinam, so wird es betitelt.
So that was called as Harinam. And everything else was called as Sankirtan. And Harinam was kind of like a tongue-in-cheek type of, means almost like a joke. because it didn't bring money. At least it couldn't figure out, you know, the connection that the performance of the Yuga Dharma as a Jogya for the satisfaction of the Jogya Purush, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how that connects to the practicality of demigods being pleased, rains, you know, coming, grains being...
Zufrieden ist und dann kommt plötzlich alle Halbgötter zufrieden, dass dann Regen kommt und alles Getreide wächst.
I mean, what's the use of your money
if
there's no grains to buy with your money?
Wenn es keine Getreide hat, dass man mit
you know, the army runs on its belly.
Die Armee funktioniert aufgrund des Magens.
But anyway, not to harp too much on this, because...
Nicht so fest daran gehen.
But you can understand that I was running into this kind of small-mindedness.
So genau, diese Art von Engstirnigkeit bin ich dann immer überall in den Tempeln angestoßen.
And feeling a little disappointed.
Und ich war ein bisschen enttäuscht.
And a little out of sorts. Depressed.
Ich war ein bisschen enttäuscht. Traurig.
And I just decided that it was time to take shelter in Vrindavan.
Ich habe gedacht, es ist Zeit, Zuflucht zu nehmen in Vrindavan.
So I came to Vrindavan.
So bin ich nach Vrindavan gekommen.
Several times in previous years prior to that,
I had come to Vrindavan
and also Mayapur. But when I first came to Vrindavan, I was hoping, because I had heard that there was 24-hour kirtan in Vrindavan.
Ich habe gehört, hier gibt's 24
because
Stunden.
Because Prabhupada wanted 24-hour kirtan in Vrindavan and
Mayapur.
You know, for the benefit of our whole society.
Für die ganze Welt.
So, I was hoping that although I'd spent years and years doing book distribution,
viele Jahre zwar Bücher verteilt,
but because it was obvious that the direction that our society was going in was extremely negligent.
Ich habe gesehen, und die Richtung, in der unsere Gesellschaft gegangen, also
in the matter, in the matter of performing Harinam Sankirtan,
was speziell den Heiligen Name anbelangt.
So, I decided that someone has to do something about it, and even though I'm a small guy,
aber ich habe gedacht, etwas muss man etwas tun, und obwohl ich ein kleiner Fisch bin,
like the sparrow trying to retrieve her eggs.
Genau, wie ein kleiner Spatz, der versucht, you know, den Ozean auszuschöpfen, um seine Eier wieder zu bekommen.
In the ocean of ignorance.
In einem Ozean von Unwissenheit.
You know, so I was in some small way determined to help,
so you know, entschlossen zu helfen.
Revitalize the Sankirtan.
Revitalisieren.
You know, so I got out there on the streets and started just doing Sankirtan Jogya.
Einfach auf die Straßen gegangen und habe gesungen.
And on a regular daily basis.
Jeden Tag.
But as I became more frustrated, you know, in my dealings with my god brothers.
Ich immer ein bisschen frustrierter im Austausch mit meinen Gottbrüdern.
I decided that, well, let's go to Vrindavan and join the Harinam, you know, at least there's 24-hour kirtan there.
Gehen wir nach Vrindavan, dort ist 24 Stunden wenigstens gesungen.
You know, but when I got to Vrindavan, there was no 24-hour kirtan.
Aber weil ich dann nach Vrindavan gekommen bin, hat es gar nicht geholfen.
You know, so I could understand, you know, the pulse of our society.
Dann habe ich den Puls unserer Gemeinschaft gespürt.
In the home of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, there was no Sankirtan.
Oder im Zuhause unserer
Gemeinschaft. It was supposed to be the Sankirtan Movement.
Das ist die Sankirtan-Bewegung, aber nicht mal im Zuhause findet Sankirtan statt.
You know, so then I would just kind of like, I took up Pujari services. This was in
1981.
I came to understand from inquiring from various people that what happened to the 24-hour kirtan. I was informed that very shortly, after Prabhupada left, Prabhupada asked that 24-hour kirtan be established.
And he expressed that
just like down the road there used to be at least a kirtan which was going on for something like 60 years or so. I really don't know whether it's still going on. There was a 24-hour kirtan that was... So Prabhupada said that he wanted it like that, where it was continuous for years and years and years. But when I got to Vrindavan, there was no 24-hour kirtan. And I was told... That Bhavananda, I think. Anyway, the managers had seen that it was impractical.
Die Manager haben gesagt, das ist nicht so praktisch.
Like a headache. To try to maintain 24-hour kirtan.
Zu viele Leute, zu viel Anstrengung.
In early 1978, just after Srila Prabhupada left, they stopped the
24-hour.
So then, in 1981, was the first time I was able to come to Vrindavan to get away from various other services. Because I was always either having to, you know, meet my quota, you know, on book distribution. Any other form of quote unquote Sankirtan.
Oder eben andere Dinge verkaufen.
For collection purposes.
Geld zu verdienen.
Or to take care of the deities.
Oder um für die Deities zu schauen.
Wherever I was, I usually ended up taking care of deities.
Ich habe immer dann auf nicht gelandet für sich, um mich von dir zu kümmern.
Because after all, as you mentioned, that I'm only doing Sankirtan, but I'm not only doing Sankirtan, I also like to do the deity worship.
Ich mache auch deity Verehrung.
Because the deity is Krishna.
Also deity ist Krishna.
You know. And that is, there's a very personal sweetness.
Es ist eine ganz eigene Lieblichkeit da drin.
In associating with the deity. Serving him like that, so that also helps to keep me alive in Krishna consciousness. Because after all, you know, by chanting the holy name, it's expected that gradually feelings of separation from Krishna should rise up in the heart.
Weil durch das oder durch uns Bitte empfangen, dann langsam die Gefühle von Trennung zu Krishna im Herzen hoch auftauchen.
So this, you know, by the mercy of Sri Vigraha, you know, Krishna was appearing in the form, you know, of the deity. To some extent, that those feelings of separation can be mitigated.
Krishna erscheint dann vor uns in der Form von dir, die das langsam diese intensiven Trennungsgefühle zu ihm ein bisschen, nur zu einem Teil, aber beschwichtigt werden können.
So anyway, in 1981 I came and there was no Sankirtan. So, because there was no program for Sankirtan, and I had to have a legitimate service in the temple to live in the ashram. Something practical, Prabhus. You know, because like, although there are conversations where Prabhupada is actually chastising the managers of a particular temple here in India. I don't want to get into the details, but he was chastising them because the particular manager was thinking that chanting Hare Krishna wasn't a viable service.
Oder Prabhupada hat einen Manager zurechtgewiesen, oder der gesagt hat, einfach nur chanten sei nicht ein wertvoller Dienst.
So, and Prabhupada chastised him, saying that you know, you don't think Haridas Thakur was doing, you know, devotional service?
Denkst du, Haridas Thakur, das einer, der den ganzen Tag gechastised hat, hat er keinen Dienst geleistet?
We are not to imitate Haridas Thakur.
Wir wollen das nicht imitieren.
Imitation means show bottle.
Imitation heißt Vorzeigeflasche.
Form without substance.
Eine Form ohne Substanz.
That's the meaning of imitation.
Dann sagt man Imitation.
Like if you have an imitation of a Sony tape recorder.
Imitation als von einem Sony Kassettenrekorder.
You know, in India they always have duplicate everything.
In India alles kopiert.
But it looks like a Sony.
Es sieht aus wie Sony, aber
they copy, you know, certain external, you know,
features,
yeah. So, but they, but it doesn't have the quality.
Nicht die Qualität, nur Kopie.
So, in that way, we shouldn't imitate, but it doesn't mean that we shouldn't follow in the footsteps.
Oder? So soll man nicht imitieren. Das heißt nicht, dass man nicht in den Fußstapfen treten.
You know. So Srila Prabhupada, at least in one incident that I remember, was telling that if the devotees are in the, are doing chanting Hare Krishna, even japa, in the temple, if that's all he's doing, but he should do it in the temple, and the prasadam and everything should be given to him.
So wenn jemand einfach nur da sitzt und möchte den ganzen Tag im Tempel sitzen und chanten, soll man ihm Prasadam geben und Unterkunft, alles.
You know, on the basis of his service, devotional service, and Anga Bhakti, you know, the supreme Anga Bhakti,
right? Das ist der höchste Teil von Bhakti, ist dieses Singen der Heiligen Namen.
Is chanting the Holy Name.
So chanted the Heiligen Namen.
You know, so. So anyway, I had to, according to the the decision of the management of this temple at that time, I should do some practical service. So I engaged in helping do artiks and.
Habe ich auch Arati gemacht als Priester.
At that time, because Omkara was the pujari here, that the head pujari at that time, and he was dressing Radha Shyam Sundar, and he would come and do the finishing touches on all the deities. But I was engaged in helping to dress Krishna Balaram at that time. Although Radha Shyam Sundar, you know, are my heart's deities.
Aber Radha Shyam Sundar sind echt die Deities meines Herzens.
My Ishtadevata.
Ishtadevata.
But anyway, and when I was not engaged, I would just plop myself down in the temple, one man, and chant Hare Krishna.
Weil ich freie Zeit hatte, bin ich einfach ganz alleine im Tempel hingesetzt und Hare Krishna gesungen.
You know, I just have, I find a harmonium somewhere.
Ich habe ein Harmonium gesucht.
And sit down and start, you know, singing at the top of my lungs.
Und über aus meinen Lungen heraus gesungen.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama. You know, so. And then, but then in 1983, I again came to Vrindavan. Still, there was no 24-hour kirtan.
1983, you have kein 24-Stunden kirtan.
You know, and I come for a few months every year.
Ich bin jedes Mal immer für ein paar Monate gekommen.
And then in 1985, I came for the month of Kartik. And, still, there was no 24-hour kirtan. You know, and but I would chant minimum of 1 lakh of nam.
Aber ich habe da mir einfach jeden Tag 6400 minimum gechantet.
Yeah. And
das tut er immer noch.
That's a minimum of 58 rounds is 1 lakh.
Ich auch dann.
Because I was chanting 64 rounds.
Ich habe 64 gechantet.
And then then I just made my decision that I should come to the Vrindavan. And so I went back to New York, where I was doing my festival, my Hare Nam festival program. On the streets of New York. And just kind of wound up things.
Alles wieder zusammengeraut.
And shifted to Vrindavan.
Bin nach Vrindavan gegangen.
Then I would just come and sit down in the temple and one man.
Ich bin einfach alleine hingesetzt im Tempel.
Nobody helping.
Niemand hat geholfen.
And I had, I remember in 86 when I came, I had purchased one folding harmonium.
So ein kleines harmonium gekauft.
And a dolak, because I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know that I was going to stay in Vrindavan exactly.
Ich wusste nicht, dass ich immer in Vrindavan sein will.
I kind of had an idea of doing some kind of a Namhutta, village to village Sampirtan program.
Ich habe gedacht, durch die Dörfer zu gehen und singen.
So I purchased a folding harmonium. I bought a folding hand truck from, you know, one of these carriers, but it had big wheels so that I could get over rough terrain.
Kleines Wagen für mit großen Rädern für steinige Umgebung.
You know, and I had a one of these metal boxes. I got a dolak.
Eine kleine Drum.
A wooden drum, you know, because it wouldn't break. Less risk, you know. A dolak, and I had a couple of mouse amplifiers that I brought from America. I don't know if you ever saw them before. But they're like rechargeable amplifiers. Small, you know, so that they're handy, easy to manage. And a couple small microphone stands. You know, and microphones. So I kept them all in the box with, you know, some kartals, wampers, gongs, you know, and shakers, you know, and then I kept my harmonium on top, and I would just go wherever I went, you know, either Kumbh Mela or in Mayapur or
Mayapur,
you know, some different places. I would just take my hand truck with me and then just open it up, set everything down around me. You know, I didn't have anybody to help me. So. But I'd put the dolak here, I'd have the harmonium, put the dolak here, put the kartals, you know, the wampers, the gongs, set up the microphones. And just start chanting. You know, and some you know, same thing I did here in Vrindavan when I got to Vrindavan. Just sit down in the temple room, set everything up, you know, and then, you know, some old Baba comes walking through the door for darshan. Hey, you, come here, sit down, play that thing. I don't know how to play it anyway, you know. You know, and then another one would come, you know. Hey, you, come here, sit down. Play these cartels, you know. And in this way, you know, I'd somehow or other get some kind of a kirtan going. And to be real, it wasn't the ISKCON devotees who were helping me in the beginning. You know, it was like I just grabbed what, you know, whatever Baba or anybody, whoever it was, you know, public, you know, coming into the temple, just grab them, come, pull them over, sit them down, and get them to help out, you know, somehow or other. Just so that I could have some kind of an appearance that something was going on. And then gradually, you know, a couple ISKCON brahmacharis would, you know, Indian devotees, they would come. You know, because they saw that there was something happening. You know? And then after about, you know, eight months or 9 months or so of doing like that, more and more devotees started recognizing that that there was a regular happening. And then they would come and help out. And then there was about maybe 8 or 9 ISKCON brahmachari assistants helping. So then, this one old Rajbasi accountant who was employed as the accountant for the temple here.
Also ein alter Rajbasi wurde angestellt als der Kassier im
Tempel. During Srila Prabhupada's time. And Prabhupada used to address him as Kapoorji.
Kapoor.
Not OBL Kapoor. No. His name was Kapoor. Kapoorji. He called him. And one morning, Kapoorji came to me.
Eines Morgens ist dieser Kassier gekommen zu mir.
And he was crying.
Hat geweint.
And he had just, I guess he had just woken up from a nap or something. It was just before he came for his service.
Hat aufgewacht.
But because I think his accountant service started at 10 o'clock in the morning, so it was around 9:30. It was like just after prasadam or something.
Nachdem prasadam ist er gekommen zu mir,
weinend. So he came to me, and he was crying, and he told me that Prabhupada had just appeared to him in a dream.
Prabhupada ist gerade im Traum erschienen, gerade in diesem.
Or it appeared that morning to him in a dream.
Das ist diesen Morgen.
And he saw me as the person that he should approach to intimate what Prabhupada had told him in the dream.
Und hat gesagt, und ich habe dich gesehen, das umzusetzen, was Prabhupada in dem Traum gesagt hat.
I guess it was because he saw me doing kirtan in the temple every day. But he was crying, and he told me that, really crying. His tears were streaming down his face. And he was saying that Prabhupada was crying in his dream.
Prabhupada hat selber geweint im Traum.
And he was and that was making Kapoorji cry.
Das hat ihn dann zum Teil ins Bein gebracht.
Which also, because of my realization of the dire need, or the lack of Sankirtan being performed in our society, especially at that time. I think there's some improvement. I hope there's some improvement over the years.
so ein bisschen gebessert.
You know, I don't know how much I had to do with it, but
ich weiß nicht, was ich damit zu tun.
But you know, my meager endeavors to at least in some way popularize, you know, the chanting of Hare Krishna.
Also ein bisschen populärer
amongst the devotees.
Unter den Devotees auch.
But when Prabhupada was crying in his dream, and imploring Kapoorji, you know, by way of asking him, why is there no 24-hour kirtan?
Wieso gibt's hier kein 24-Stunden kirtan?
You know, why is there no 24-hour kirtan going on in my temple?
Meinem Tempel.
You know. So then Kapoorji was saying, telling me, you know, and of course Kapoorji telling me that Prabhupada was crying because there was no kirtan going on, 24-hour kirtan going on in the temple. That was affecting my heart, and I started crying too, you know. So I could understand that it was contagious, you know. It must have been something real. Kapoorji was telling that Prabhupada was crying in his dream. Kapoorji himself was crying. And he was telling me, you know, that Indra, please, you know, start 24-hour kirtan again for Srila Prabhupada, you know. So, you know, one of the main reasons why I was sitting in this temple chanting Hare Krishna instead of doing the Nam Hat program that I originally come here with the intention of doing was because I was thinking that what's the use of going around, you know, inviting people to come to the temple when there's no kirtan going on in the temple.
Was nützt es, überall herumzureisen und Leute in den Tempel einzuladen, wenn es im Tempel drin gar nichts passiert? Gar nicht.
I mean, without 24-hour kirtan going on in this temple is, although, you know, not to do any offense to the deities or disrespect the deities in any way, but for the public is kind of like a wax museum.
Oder wenn man nicht kirtan hat, dann sind Tempeln, ohne dass man jetzt ein Vergehen macht, das ist praktisch wie ein Wachsmuseum.
In I remember when in Washington D.C. there's what is called a wax museum.
Es gibt in Washington ein Wachsmuseum.
You know what is a wax museum?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have like historical events with
historische Persönlichkeiten einfach in Wachs.
You know, but it's dead.
It's tot.
Of course, the deities aren't dead.
Natürlich sind die Deities nicht tot.
You know, but the atmosphere was relatively dead.
Aber die Atmosphäre ist relativ tot.
You know, there was no life of transcendental knowledge manifesting.
Es ist nicht ein Leben von transzendentem Wissen, das sich in den Tempeln manifestieren soll eigentlich.
You know, where was the, you know, Purnamrita Swadhana?
Purnamrita ist dieser Nektar, den man konstant mehr und mehr und mehr kosten soll.
Vijayavadujivan.
Vijayavadujivan, diese Atmosphäre von transzendentalem Wissen, das plötzlich in einem wieder manifestiert.
You know, so... I guess it's a little fitting that I'm discussing this at least a little bit this time because tomorrow happens to be the anniversary of the revival of our 24-hour kirtan. I think it's tomorrow. It's tomorrow, or is it the next day? Tomorrow?
I know. Yeah,
it was on Vijayadashami. Is that tomorrow?
Why is it, we say, the holy name is in a, we call to the Lord. It's a, but we also say, Abhinatvam Naminamino, that the name and Krishna actually is non-different. But this means by chanting, Krishna is directly here. So why calling in evocative form if someone is just right there?
We should always remember that the principle of Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva.
Sollen wir also die gleichzeitige Ein- und Verschiedenheit kennen?
Although Bina, he is the same, he's non-different.
Krishna,
but at the same time, Krishna Nam is described by our Acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as Krishna Tadiya.
Was ist der heilige Name? Ist Krishna Tadiya, ist das, was Krishna extrem lieb ist. Ziehen!
So, in any case, there's Nam and Nami.
Es gibt Name und derjenige, der den Name besitzt.
Nami, this E on the end of
das
Nam,
e
Nami,
Nami,
means the possessor of Nam.
Derjenige, der den Namen besitzt.
You know, when, in other words, who was denoted
wird.
By
Nam.
So, it's just like you'll find in the Nitya Leelas of Radha and Krishna, you know, the Sakis will say, "Oh Krishna."
Die Sakis gehen zu Krishna und sagen, "Hey Krishna."
You know, so why are they saying, "Oh Krishna"?
Warum sagen sie, "Oh Krishna"?
To Krishna.
Zu Krishna.
Why aren't they just saying, "Oh Krishna" to the Nam?
Wieso sagen sie nicht, "Oh Krishna" zum Namen? Können auch, oder? Weil der Name ist auch Krishna.
You know, because Nam is not different from Krishna.
Und dieser Name ist nicht verschieden von Krishna.
So why are they saying the holy name as a way of addressing the person who is the possessor of his name?
Wieso meint man sich nicht?
Which is not different from himself.
Weil der Name ist ja nicht verschieden von ihm selber. Kennt man sich aber immer an den Namen. Wenn.
Yeah, so. Oh Krishna, you rascal.
Hey, Krishna,
nonsense devotee number one.
Du bist der Oberbetrüger.
You know, you call yourself a brahmachari.
Du sagst, Krishna, das heißt ein Brahmachari.
Brahmachari is supposed to perform sacrifices.
Und ein Brahmachari soll konstant Opfer darbringen.
But the only sacrifice we see you performing.
Aber das einzige Opfer, was wir dich zu tun sehen,
is the sacrifice of polluting the wives of others.
Dass du die Frauen von anderen verunreinigst. Das ist dein einziges Opfer.
You know, what kind of brahmacharis? Brahmacharis are not supposed to even look at women. So why are you so fond of looking into the faces of the wives of others? So why Krishna's name is used for addressing Krishna is because it's Krishna's name. It's not just, you know, Krishna is Krishna, and Krishna's name is Krishna's name.
Und Krishna's name ist Krishna's name.
Although they're identical,
obwohl sie eins sind.
But they're also different in the sense that the name is used to address Krishna.
Aber es sind auch verschieden, weil der Name benutzt Krishna anzusprechen.
The person.
Die Person.
You know. And also, in terms of our chanting, of course, the chanting. As we evolve in our Krishna consciousness, our chanting will take the shape on the basis of the mood that we have toward Krishna.
Nimmt die Form angemäß der, you mean Staibhav, or?
Ultimately, yes.
Gemäß oder der Stimmung, die wir selber haben, oder gemäß letztlich den Rasa, den wir als Seele haben.
Even before the Staibhav is realized.
Selbst bevor die ewige Stimmung, die ich zu Krishna habe, verwirklicht ist.
Because Staibhav is realized, you know, at the stage of Sadhya.
Von Sadhya, wenn ich das Ziel von Sadhana.
That's the perfectional stage.
Die Perfektion.
Or at least one of the perfectional stages is the realization of Staibhav.
Eine der Formen von Perfektion ist, wenn ich dieses verstehe.
You know, then when the Anubhavs and Sancharibhavs, etc. Are added to the Staibhav, then it becomes the full-fledged manifestation of prema.
Dann nennt man das volle Erblühung von göttlicher Liebe.
Which also has increments.
Und auch die haben wieder eine Unterteilung.
In the involvement of Sneha.
Oder diese relativ weite.
Man, oder nein. Which is mostly beyond our ability to even conceive of.
Und all das ist eigentlich jenseits selbst einer Fähigkeit wahrzunehmen.
Nice sounding names, Mahabhav.
Mahabhav, das tönt schön.
You know, and we can sound kind of like we know what we're talking about.
Und das tönt so, als würde man wissen, über was
so we can impress people that we're very highly elevated Rasik Vaishnavas.
Dass man Leute beeindrucken kann, dass ich sehr hohe Verständnis habe von Rasa.
So as to at least generate
respect,
or even just from a more sincere platform, interest
oder dass ich in the pursuit gegenüber generieren kann, aber wenn man es ernsthafter meint, kann man
what our acharyas have actually come to give us
in die Linie für das, was diese Heiligen darauf hinweisen.
You know. So anyway, the we should always remember that. The pursuit of prema is the goal of our chanting.
So prema, diese reine göttliche Liebe, ist das Ziel vom Chanten.
And it's by the mercy of the holy name, which is non-different from Krishna.
Es ist die Gnade des heiligen Namens, der nicht verschieden ist von Krishna.
You know, the holy name is being non-different from Krishna is Rasa Vaisnava.
Und was ist dieser der heilige Name? Er ist die Quelle von allem transzendentalen Vaisnava.
Akila Rasa Nitya Sindhu Murti.
Er ist die Verkörperung von allen Rasas.
So, certainly, Krishna is inclusive of all of his antaranga shaktis.
Krishna hat his internal, all seine inneren Kräfte.
Spiritual potencies.
Seine spirituellen Kräfte.
So, so is also Harinam. So as we progress, even from the stage of sadhana bhakti, but not so much from the stage of vaidhi sadhana bhakti.
Oder es geht weiter von nicht von vaidhi bhakti.
Vaidhi sadhana bhakti is for the neophytes.
Vaidhi bhakti is for Anfänger.
Neophyte meaning, as Srila Prabhupada has mentioned in one lecture.
Prabhupada sagt in einer Vorlesung, was ist ein Anfänger?
I don't have a hard copy of the lecture, so that I can't read the exact quote, which would be nice for us to hear. But you can maybe refer to it later if any of you have access to folio. You can look it up. Where Prabhupada is mentioning that Vaidhi Bhakti is apprenticeship. Apprenticeship is the, you can say,
Vaidhi Bhakti ist eine Lehre. Man geht in die Lehre am Anfang.
For the Kanishta Adhikari.
Das ist für einen Anfänger. Vaidhi Bhakti bedeutet eine Spiritualität, die man verfolgt, gemäß Anstößen von außen.
But Prabhupada is told, I wish I had the quote because it's so good to hear it from Srila Prabhupada. That real devotional service is Raghunuga Bhakti.
Und wirkliche hingebungsvolle Dienst bedeutet Raghunuga Bhakti. Raghunuga Bhakti heißt, wo der Anstoß ist zu tun von einer Sehnsucht und von einer heiligen Gier von innen herausströmt.
Vaidhi Bhakti is for the neophyte.
Vaidhi Bhakti is for Anfänger.
But we should not remain on the Kanishta Adhikari platform.
Man soll aber nicht ein Anfänger bleiben.
He says
gut,
he says that in this world, I'm trying my best to remember close as possible to what he says in this lecture. He says that in this world, if we don't try to make progress more and more, then we can easily fall down.
Dann kommt einfach der Strom wieder und immer zurück.
Why? Because we remain as Prakriti Bhakta.
Warum? Weil wir als Anfänger verweilen.
Prakriti Bhakta means an externally oriented materialistic devotee.
Praktisch Bhakti bedeutet, dessen Orientierung einfach nach außen ist, und er ist eigentlich ein Materialist, einfach der eine neue Form annimmt.
By materialistic devotee, we mean it means prakriti, external, externally oriented, means that we're overly dependent on the so-called tangible.
Ein äußerlicher Devotee bedeutet, er hat eine Abhängigkeit gegenüber den äußeren Dingen, auch im spirituellen Leben, was ihn umgibt, im Körper und was äußerlich rituell sichtbar wird.
The physical elements. And because our consciousness is more directed toward physical aspects of devotional service, which includes the body, and because we're not sufficiently acquainted with the internal aspect of devotional evolvement.
Und man ist noch nicht so vertraut gemacht mit einer inneren Entwicklung von spirituellen Praxis.
Our consciousness being less internally absorbed and more externally absorbed in physical things.
Es ist mehr in äußeren Dingen absorbiertes Bewusstsein.
It's much easier for us to be affected by the physical environment.
Das heißt, an dem Punkt ist man auch schneller wieder beeinflusst von äußeren Umständen.
On the basis of a residue of the bodily conception of life.
Und das führt dann wieder zu verstärkter Körperbewusstsein.
So because the bodily conception of life is very much prominent in the Kanishtha Adhikari platform.
Und das ist genau, was ein Anfänger ausmacht. Ist eben sein Haupt Existenz dreht alles um Körperbewusstsein.
As Kanishtha Adhikari or Prakriti Bhakta, we can fall down at any moment.
Und es ist immer möglich, jederzeit in spirituellen Fahrt wieder nachlässig ihm gegenüber zu sein.
So Prabhupada instructed in this lecture that it is essential that the devotees come to the Madhyama Adhikari platform.
Ein Devotee soll zumindest auf eine mittlere Stufe gelangen.
And the Madhyama Adhikari platform, that is the platform on which Raganuga Bhakti begins.
Und Madhyama Adhikari bedeutet, dort beginnt Raganuga Bhakti.
In earnest. There may be the influence of Rag by the grace of the Rasik Vaishnavacharyas coming in our line, because we're associating with the Sampradaya. So naturally, even from our most neophyte condition, there's going to be some influence
aber
from their side.
Weil man mit großen Heiligen in der Parampara zusammen ist. Rasika Bhaktas, kann plötzlich, selbst wenn man noch gar nicht so vorgeschehen ist, kann plötzlich Rag, heilige Sehnsucht im Herzen entstehen, selbst wenn man noch nicht so vorgeschehen ist.
That doesn't necessarily indicate our status.
Aber das heißt nicht unbedingt unser Status.
But rather it indicates, at least to the extent that we're receptive to that influence, our good fortune.
Aber unser großes Glück, zumindest in dem Maß, wenn man rezeptiv wird zu dieser Beeinflussung von großen Heiligen.
To be associated with the Rasi Vaishnavas.
In dieser Gemeinschaft mit großen Seelen zu sein.
Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada, being such a Rasi Vaishnava,
Prabhupada ist selber so ein Rasi Vaishnava,
and in his own way,
ein Verliebter zu Gott.
Serving the predecessor acharyas by agitating.
Und er folgt den vergangenen Heiligen, indem sie aufwühlt.
Although mostly we see that Srila Prabhupada was rather reserved.
Prabhupada sieht äußerlich aus, als wäre er sehr reserviert gegenüber diesen Themen gewesen.
But that is in no way to indicate that he was in any way lacking substance.
Aber das deutet auf keine Weise hin, dass er nicht diese Substanz wirklich auch gelebt und innerlich nachempfunden hat.
And rather, at least time to time, his innermost intentions to uplift, to encourage the devotees to upgrade their standard of devotion to a higher level, to a deeper level, you can say. whether you look at it in the matter of, you know, climbing the yoga ladder, or going deeper into the ocean of devotion. Let Srila Prabhupada, at least in this lecture, fortunately, he was kind enough to say a few things to encourage the devotees who all, in truth, really need to be encouraged. To come up to the platform of Lobamoy Bhaganuga. Lobamoy Bhaganuga Bhajan means that it's a bhajan or a worship, an appreciation. A desire to be associated with Krishna through the medium of pure devotional service. Means anukulena Krishna nushilana, with a desire to please Krishna based on attraction.
Und das alles basierend auf Anziehung.
Attraction to, you know, not only his beauty and sweetness,
nicht nur aufgrund von Krishnas Schönheit,
but having heard, if you've never heard, how will you know that there's something to be attracted to?
Wenn du nie etwas gehört hast, wieso weißt du dann, dass es etwas gibt,
about
dass
his,
das Objekt tief in Anziehung
about his way of dealing with his devotees.
Und wie Krishna umgeht mit seinen Devotees. Nur wenn man davon hört, dann
the sweetness of his loving reciprocation with his devotees.
Die Lieblichkeit seines Liebesumgangs mit den Devotees.
His prema madhurya. His lila madhurya. His venu madhurya. And his rupa madhurya.
Und seine Schönheit seiner
Flöte. You know, if we don't hear about these things, then how are we going to be attracted? So we have to give ourselves a chance to hear about Krishna's Nitya Lilas. If we don't hear about Krishna's Nitya Lilas, that is not to say that we shouldn't also hear in our less advanced stages of devotional involvement about the Naimittika Lilas of Krishna.
Das heißt nicht, dass man soll auch, wenn man noch nicht so ganz vorgestellt ist, auch über das Lila hören, was Krishna in dieser Welt tut, speziell mit Dämonen umzugehen und unsere Unreinheiten auszureißen.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita, I've pointed this out a few different times, but I'm going to point it out again.
Ich habe schon mal ein paar Mal gesagt, aber ich möchte es nochmal sagen.
That he mentions, with reference to a Bhagavat shloka, which I'm not, because I'm not such an adept, I'm not able to remember. The Sanskrit, that the seriously inquisitive student or sage, that he must, I don't know if that's the verse or not, but that one must search out the absolute truth in all time, in all space, in all circumstances, both directly and indirectly. Do you know the verse? In all, both directly and indirectly. Yeah. So anyway, I'm not such a scholar, so I'm not, because I don't spend my time practicing memorizing shlokas and whatnot. Because I'm not so much involved on the preaching field. I guess I should do better, but for the benefit of everybody, so that our discussions can be more authoritatively inspirational. Let me finish the sentence. So he mentions that Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that that indirectly refers to the process of elimination of obstacles on the path
langsam
of progress in pure
devotion. Unwissenheit zu zerstören in uns, langsam Hindernisse wegzuräumen, Anhaftungen aufzulösen, aber
and directly
direkt bedeutet auch
means to be fully absorbed in the let's say the pursuit artha pravritti. There's an artha nivritti and artha pravritti. So
das bedeutet eben dieses Unwissenheit zerstören, aber es gibt auch artha pravritti. Das ist die positive Anziehung zum Heiligen, zu Krishna.
Refers to the pursuit of the goal of relishing rasa.
Wirklich das Rasa zu kosten.
By being all you can be for Krishna's pleasure.
Alles das zu sein, was du immer sein könntest für Krishna's pleasure.
Because after all, Krishna's the bhokta.
Krishna ist letztlich der
Genießer. He's the enjoyer. And we're the bhoga.
Und wir sind das bhoga, das was für Krishna's Genuss existiert.
Whether we become you know, a sweet ball for Krishna's pleasure, or a sweet heart for Krishna's pleasure.
Okay, a sweet ball, das heißt eine Süßigkeit für Krishna, oder ein sweet heart, das heißt ein Geliebter von Krishna. Spielt gar keine Rolle.
Yeah. But we're the bhoga.
Aber wir sind das, was für Krishna's Genuss existiert.
You know, so. He mentions that in all circumstances we should both directly and indirectly search out the truth.
Nach der absoluten Wahrheit forschen.
And truth is not, you know, is not a narrow conception of things.
Wahrheit ist nicht eine enge Konzeption von Dingen.
But truth means searching out the truth. Jivasya tattva jigyasa. I memorized this one. That, you know, kamasya na indriya priti. This is a good one because life's desires should not be aimed at indriya priti.
Leben soll nicht ausgerichtet sein nur nach Sinnesbefriedigung.
But life's desires, what is jivasya tattva jigyasa? Life's desires, we should live a healthy life, labho jiveta yavata. Because in this human form of life, we have the opportunity to inquire about the truth. Narto yasche cheha karmabhi means that there should be no other goal to any of our activities. That means in all place, all time, all circumstances. Both directly and indirectly.
We should
pursue the truth. Which, and what is the truth? The truth means what is the natural, eternal, constitutional relationship that we as living entities have with the Supreme Absolute Truth,
was ist Wahrheit, das, Shri Krishna. Was ich als ewiges, reine Seele Radha Krishna. Habe zum letzten absoluten Wahrheit, zu Radha Krishna.
Swayam Rupa Krishna.
Zur ewigen Urform Krishnas.
Which involves the principle, not kamasya indriya priti, but Krishna indriya priti.
Das bedeutet, dass nicht nur der Wunsch, mich selber zu befriedigen, sondern der Wunsch, Krishnas Sinne zu befriedigen.
The pursuit of prema.
Das ist prema.
And prema means that there must be some. Prema means that there's no evidence anywhere in any scripture or in the instructions of any acharya that prema has ever manifest in anyone without first realizing Sarup City.
Und Prema ist gar nicht eine Frage, kann nirgendwo ist jemand aufgetaucht ohne die Erkenntnis seiner eigenen ewigen Form.
Before Prema can manifest, Bhava has to manifest.
Bevor Prema kommt, muss Bhava manifestieren.
Now, according to the nature of the Bhava, a particular Sarup will manifest.
Im Bhava wird die eigene Sarup sich manifestieren, die ewige Form der Seele.
Whether it is the original Sarup, based on the ultimate capacity of the Jiva soul. Or whether it is a spiritual condition, a conditional spiritual sarup.
Oder ein
conditional spiritual.
Based on a kind of spiritual conditioning.
Oh.
A sarup based on a kind of spiritual conditioning.
Eine ewige Form, die basiert auf einer spirituellen Bedingtheit.
Now, this may sound a little
agitating,
revolutionary. that what do you mean by spiritual conditioning?
Yeah. Is it spiritual bedingtheit?
Did you ever consider that there could be spiritual conditioning? No. A lack of the influence of Yogamaya.
Ein Mangel an Einfluss von göttlicher Energie, dass nämlich ich etwas produziere.
To various degrees.
Auf verschiedenen Abteilungen.
Yogamaya is the agent which augments the realization of the highest essential seva bhavana of the soul.
Yoga Maya ist diese Kraft Gottes, die die Wünsche des Dienens in der Seele wirklich wieder wachrufen.
But when that influence is lacking,
wenn dieser Wunsch, diese göttliche Energie mangelt, also dieser Einfluss der göttlichen Energie mangelt,
to the degree that the Madhurya Mayi Yoga Maya influence is lacking, to that degree one will be conditioned by the Aishwarya aspect of the conception of relationship with the Supreme.
Dadurch, wenn diese innere Energie eben noch mangelt, dann ist man nur noch gefangen sogar in einer spirituellen Bedingtheit von der Größe, von der Aishwarya Gottes.
So, Aishwarya aspect means Gyanmai.
Und das bedeutet Gyanmai.
Aishwarya Gyanmai.
Erkenntnis.
Aishwarya Gyanmai refers to the condition of the consciousness of a soul who has knowledge of the majesty, the greatness of Godhead,
bedeutet,
to a certain extent,
zu einem gewissen Maß die Größe Gottes,
without understanding very or appreciating or realizing
ohne das Kosten und Wertschätzen oder ganz von Verwirklichen,
the ultimate greatness of God in his renunciation of the majestic demeanor.
Oder ohne zu verwirklichen und zu verstehen, dass Gott in seinem letztlichen Aspekt auch seine gesamte Größe wieder entsagt.
On the basis of his desire to relish the sweetness.
Und das tut Gott nur aus dem Wunsch heraus, Lieblichkeit mit den Seelen zu kosten.
Of reciprocating with his devotees in all intimacy.
Austausch mit seinen Devotees in aller Intimität.
So, when there's an overabundance of attachment to the knowledge, gyanmayi, of Krishna's Aishwarya, or Godhead's Aishwarya, as Narayan,
in Seelen eine übermäßige Anhaftung auch an das,
his Majesties,
an seine Größe, an seine Gott, an sein Gottsein.
Then that can be called as a kind of spiritual conditioning.
Das ist im Letzten eine der höchsten Formen von spiritueller Bedingtheit.
Just like in and a soul can have that.
Und eine Seele kann das
spiritual conditioning.
Eine solche spirituelle Bedingtheit aufweisen.
Very much in the same way that he can have material conditioning on the basis of attachment to something which is of an inferior order.
Oder genauso wie er eine Anhaftung haben kann an materielle Dinge, die von niederer Natur sind.
You know, so the rag bhajan which Srila Prabhupada himself encouraged us to pursue, rising above the conditioning of a Vaidika Bhakta.
Bedeutet, über diese Bedingtheiten von Vaidhi Bhakti herauszuwachsen.
Vaidhi Bhakti is characterized by such conditioning as, let's say, in a circumstantial due to the neophyteness of the living entity, or due to the let's say limitations of that, or the small-mindedness, or you can say, or the inability to accommodate something of a higher order, whether it's in its rudimentary stages or whether it's in a more developed stage, because there is such a thing as Vaidhi Bhav, and a distinction between Vaidhi Bhav and Raganuga Bhav, or Vaidika Prem and Raganuga Prem. So there's a distinction. So whether one is in the in a rudimentary stage of Vaidhi Bhakti, or in a more quote unquote advanced stage of Vaidhi Bhakti, wherein he is by the process of Vaidhi Bhakti, or adhering to the process of the Vaidhi Bhakti, by allowing himself to continue to be attached to the conception of the Aishwarya aspect of Godhead and his dealings with his devotees, based on awe and reverence, reverential approach to the consideration of a relationship with Godhead, even a reverential approach to the consideration of a service relationship to the Radha Krishna Vigraha.
Oder es gibt, weil die Bhakti bedeutet eben den Mangel an diesem Vermögen, über seine eigenen Limiten herauszugehen, und deswegen gibt es selbst an verschiedene Arten von Prema, von göttlichem Liebesaustausch.
So,
selbst in Beziehung zu Radha und Krishna kann ich dann diese verschiedenen Stimmungen von Raga oder Vaidhi noch hineinbringen.
Yes.
Vaidhi bedeutet übermäßige Anhaftung an mein an das Aishwarya-Konzept.
So, even though one may become advanced, means beyond by the adherence to a particular by the Gyanmayi conception, Aishwarya Gyanmayi conception of service relationship with Godhead, one may rise above the influence of the modes of material nature. One may attain bhav of sorts, but it's not the same as the bhav which is based on attraction to Krishna's Madhurya feature.
Aber wenn man noch angehaftet ist an Krishnas Größe und seine Aishwarya, ist diese bhav und diese auch gewissen Sinne reduzierte Liebe ist noch nicht die gleiche wie diejenigen, die erwacht auf dem Pfad von der Raganuga Bhakti. Eine ganz andere.
So, That's why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami and Chaitanya Charitamrita is it getting too late?
Yeah, we should soon.
Okay.
We'll go to Vaishnava.
Yeah, okay. Alright, so anyway, maybe you can if it's of any use, you can remember these things when you go to
Vaishnava.
You know, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami instructs us in Chaitanya Charitamrita that we should be very careful not to allow ourselves to remain attached or to become attached to the opulence of Lakshmi Narayan Puja.
Zu dieser Größe im Aishwarya Gottes, auch zu Lakshmi Narayan Puja angezogen werden oder sich da involvieren. Weil es plötzlich ist ein ganz anderer Pfad.
Because it will become as a stumbling block to our progress in the realization of our highest achievable goal in the matter of attaining the realm of Braja and the Lilas of Krishna and Braja.
Für diese ganzen Stimmungen von Raj.
Just let me finish this one point. You know. And that is which is the reason why I entered into any discussion concerning this, is that that's the reason why it's important for us to hear about the Nitya Leelas of Rana and Krishna. Because without hearing about the sweetness of Krishna's dealings, you know, his Leela Madhurya, his Rupa Madhurya,
Prema Madhurya,
Veda Madhurya, without understanding the Madhurya aspect of Krishna and seeing it in practicality, how are we going to be able to be attracted to that realm? And without being attracted to that realm,
that
means Rad. Rad means attraction. So there's preliminary attraction, and then, in other words, there's an attraction which is like the green mango, and there's attraction which is like the ripe mango.
Und eine reife, die grüne Mango-Anhaftung bedeutet, selbst wenn ich noch in Unwissenheit bin, teilweise, kann ich dennoch schon angezogen sein an die Liebe. Das ist wie grüne Mango.
So without allowing ourselves to become attracted to the beauty of Krishna and be attracted to the beauty of transcendental rasa, Madhurya rasa, with Krishna in
Vrindavan.
How are we going to be able to surpass the conditional attachments?
Wie kann man dann diese Bedingtheiten, zum Beispiel von Aishwarya,
which is centered around the contamination. Prabhupada calls it as a contamination.
Selbst das Wissen über Gottes Gottsein,
the contamination
ist doch eine Verunreinigung.
Of Aishwarya Mayi Bhakti. Aishwarya Gyan Mayi Bhakti. It is a contamination. Just like material contamination, there's also spiritual contamination. It's a contamination which is not allowing the highest natural, you know, being all that you can be.
All das for Krishna, sein, was du sein könntest für Krishna.
You know, to actually manifest.
Was könnte sich manifestieren?
You know. Okay. So.
Maybe, thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Maybe just if we spoke so much about Sankirtan, can we allow to sit, beg you to sing a bhajan? Is it? I don't know. It's
okay. Lima. There's no mridanga here, right? No one has a mridanga. What's the use of a sankirtan without a mridanga? The group doesn't have a mridanga.
Oh, there is one, but she's gone.
Katrina,
just a little
bit.
No, it's
only
like this.
It's for kids.
That's, you know, we're also kids. big
thing. At least it gets rid
of yes, something. Yeah.
Please, can I ask you, singing and music were always in your life, also when you were just a young
woman? Yeah, when I was a young upstart. Materially absorbed upstart. Yes.
Just a short time that we have an experience, you know, of chanting with you.
Hare Krishna. Well, why don't you make it as part of your program when you come to Vrindavan to understand? Of course, any devotional service is 1,000 times beneficial in Vrindavan than anywhere else in the world. But Sankirtan Jagya is also. And after all, it's described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That's really for kids. That's really fun. I beg your blessings and your special causeless mercy upon me that I shall never have to play one of those things. At least, you know. Maybe in the Bhauma Leelas of Lord Gaur.
Wenn ich mal so etwas muss, dann wenigstens, wenn Lord Gauranga hier auf dieser Welt ist, in Bhauma
Leela. But not in this material world.
Aber bitte nicht in der materiellen Welt.
You know, as a Gurukul boy or something.
Als Gurukul-Kind, danke schön, das möchte ich nicht.
But you know the point is that our acharyas say that Sankirtan, that of all the angas of devotional service, and you should remember this because it's true, you know, and don't forget it, don't think that there's something more important, don't think that there's, of all the angas of devotional service, you know, 9 angas of devotional service which even characterize Vaidhi Bhakti, what to speak of performing Sankirtan, because you can perform Sankirtan in Rag Bhakti also. It's not that in Rag Bhakti that you're just somewhere off in the Leela somewhere. You mean to tell me Lord Chaitanya never performed Sankirtan because he was such a Rasik Vaishnava? You know, playing the role of such a Rasik Vaishnava? He was actually relishing Rasa, you know, in the context of his performing Sankirtan Jagya. You know, relishing. You know.
Okay, just for a few minutes, because Roshan is still calling us today.
So why don't you come sometimes, you know, make it a program at least one day.
Mm-hmm.
In this trip, did you ever come and sit with us in the evening?
First day.
Yeah. So at least once, one day you should come and sit with us in the evening.